It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Welcome, everyone, to Cosmic Insight. And if you don't know us by now, and if you're new to the channel, we welcome you and honor you as we hold and honor this space. I'm Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here from, yes, once again, the mountains. And I'm going to try this outside tonight so you can feel, breathe in some of Mother Nature. I've got the river, like, literally right next to me here. That's just, I don't know if you can hear it, but it's rolling. Feels so good. So take a moment now and just breathe in that energy of this beautiful river and this beautiful, I'm in the middle of a national forest. And just allow that to cleanse yourself. So I might pixelate a little bit because I am in the forest, just to let you know. So, but we're going to do the best we can. So that's all we can do. Hello, Stacy. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Stacy. So yes, Stacy, you're new to us. So welcome. We honor you. And so, you know, it's a lot of stuff that's been really coming up in the past week for me personally. And you know what I love about this? Because some of the things that I go through, you experience too. On some level, to some degree, you experience. And I'm like, what is happening with these synchronicities of life that you are, you know, hours away, miles away, but yet you are in the same field of experiences? I'm like, okay. But before we get into tonight.
Well, we are co-creators.
This is true. We are co-creating all the time, doing all sorts of things from the very first moment we met until this day, you know. Right. That's how we met. But I want to read this poem because I feel it's so apropos to the energies that are concurring on the planet right now, to everything that we are experiencing, which will lead us into tonight's topic about, you know, how the distractions that we encounter in our everyday lives in some turn, form, or fashion become our own form of prison. I know, that's a thought. So we want to hear your thoughts about that before we get into tonight's topic. But I want to read this for you guys. And so this evening's poem is called Void. A space of indecisiveness, seeking a way to go, seeking a way to feel, seeking a way to release. Living in emptiness, desiring to fill the darkness with light, just won't do, just won't settle, knowing the heart's desire, waiting for the fulfillment. Wondering the mind of self, pondering the answers of questions asked, should I go left? Should I go right? Should I stay put? A question of clarity to be free from gravity's pull of this soul. Reaching for the edge of light, searching for internal peace. The center no longer black, growing in the spectrum of shades, a change in fulfillment. Going through the emptiness to be safe, to be free, to be light, to be courageous, to be confident. A singular rite of passage. No longer a void, a space of purpose, a space of trust, a space of love, the space I create, a space I nurture. I am responsible for my sanctuary.
A ho to that one. Oh my gosh. so much going on through me right now. Oh, perfect, 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 my love. Actually, it's funny when you said one of the part of it was your path. I know I'm lagged a little bit. One of the cards, see, the spirit, grandma's with us tonight.
Yes, she is.
One of the cards I kind of pulled up for, you know, for today, tonight, was the crossing initiation.
I love it.
So how beautiful your poem. Am I still lagging?
No, you're good. You're totally fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, good, 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 good. So I was distracted for a second. I guess we're going to talk about distraction tonight.
And so it's real interesting in how this came about. you know, because we all desire to have this space of motivation, all desire to have wanting forward movement and momentum in what it is that we want to do and what it is that we want to be and so forth and so on. But we tend to find it easy to be distracted by society, whether if it's a movie, whether if it's television, or if it's simply taking a nap. It's just the little things that we find our space in distraction. And sometimes when we are in the space of distraction, we then come to a point of, after the distraction is done, after the distraction is over, we then begin to step into the space of judgment. It's like, man, why did I watch that? Man, why did I do that? Or man, why didn't I do that? I mean, why didn't I allow myself to be, you know, in the stream of allowing, or be in the stream of in the momentum of moving forward? And sometimes, you know, distraction is the space where things are seeded to allow them to flourish and to grow. But then it also gets to a point where distraction can be our form of imprisonment, because we repeat the cycle over and over again of being distracted and judging ourselves, punishing ourselves because we didn't take the action. And so the question that I was asking myself this week, why am I so hard on myself? Why am I punishing myself for being distracted? Why am I punishing myself to not really be in the space of wanting the momentum that I want? And so, because it's like I'm holding on so tightly to everything that it's like, okay, well, this is coming, this is coming, this is happening, that's happening. But then we get lost in the distraction and a cycle again. It's like, okay, why am I distracted now? Why am I distracted again? What's happening? And so you get lost in the movie, get lost in the TV show, you get lost in binging this, or you just go find something to eat, or whatever it is, whatever the vice or distraction is, it is in there. So we don't necessarily have to deal with what we have to deal with, because it can be so cumbersome or just too much, you know, of what's really occurring or what's really happening right now.
I totally agree with you, Hillis. And I also want to add to that, you know, right now with the energies and what's happening in the month of May with these huge, you know, it just seems like the never ending cycle, sir, of this
what?
Huge
stuff is happening right now.
No, you didn't know that?
No, I had no clue. No idea. No.
But you know, this up level's happening on so many different levels. And you know, and it is right, going to the distraction, where we distraction, but there's also another level. Sometimes a distraction can actually assist us in certain aspects if we just need to escape from everything that's going on, to allow ourselves to almost go within, to give us that space to distract the monkey mind that is keeping us locked in that prison, to give it something to do. So we can, because I, you know, we can do that internal and sit with something internally without, and that has something else, you know, the ego has something to keep it occupied, to keep itself focused on, so we can go within as well. So I think that's another level of distraction that's happening. And I know for myself, you know, right now I've been really distracted. I'm up here in the mountains right now. My daughter's graduating from college, and those who have been listening to the show, I've talked frequently about her journey with college, and you know, me coming up here and my journey. Actually, I'm in the same spot with, I'm bringing the story up.
Yeah.
I love telling. So here is my adventure up to North Carolina. We won't get into everything, when I almost got ran off the road three times. But in saying that, you know, where it's the end of the day, in the end of the night, we've been driving all day, traffic jam after traffic jam, people driving like, I mean, stopping in the middle of the highway with no cars. I mean, it was just beyond chaotic. And we get up and I'm driving down the road, and then I realize where I am. And I look to the left, and there's an RV park with this big, huge Jesus statue. Now, if you know my story of my RV that got attacked by the gate and the community gate last year, Jesus had a part of that. So it was like RV park, Jesus. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go. And then I turn the corner, and there's a big sign that the town is 22 miles away, where all this happened last year. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go. I'm completing another cycle, like another timeline. And it's so fun for me when I travel and see these happens that I'm not aware and comes in, because I'm distracted by life. And then all of a sudden I realize where I am. And it like brought it all together. And now I had this whole experience with Jesus at the RV park, and the thing went around the number 21. So this, the town this time was 22. So it was like completing that cycle, you've moved forward.
Mm.
And it was just such a relief that, oh God, I let whatever that was about. It's like, I felt like I let that go. I'm moving forward to a new adventure now. So coming today, talking about distraction, all that energy, you know, I was in a situation where some old friends and, you know, and all this energy coming up, being in who I am, realizing who I am, creating this new person, but yet being around people that were from my past energy, if that should say, and in the most beautiful way where, and what had happened this morning was I just wanted to go out on my own because I needed to regroup and be in my own space to, you know, to get around myself, to get myself grounded in what was happening, where I was, and just to kind of see that. And the awareness, the people I with didn't understand that why we wouldn't go together. And just so I stepped out of the box and did something I never would have done before. And I realized. And then I realized beating yourself up. You were saying how you beat yourself up, Hillis, and being distracted. And I went through that of feeling the guilt of like what, you know, I left and, you know, I've never done that before. And I was like, no, I needed to stand in my truth and who I was in that moment. And this is what I required in order to keep myself in balance.
Yeah.
And in, you know, and in that moment, I had to let go of everything they were taking on and putting at me around that. And nothing, I'm no blame, anything, nothing here. Just the situation I thought I'd bring to light on the show because it's so, I think a lot of people are, sorry, I got a lot of pollen here. A lot of people are dealing with this now with when you're moving up to different energy levels and people are at different energy levels and that discord, you know, of keeping us distracted, of pulling us back to where we were when we really need to be staying in where we are now. And how do you navigate those two energies, because that's the transition kind of we're in right now. You know, we're figuring out who we are because we don't really know because there's all these new energies, but yet we have all these distractions from the old that's coming back to rattle our chains.
Yeah.
That we kept locked in and move, you know, to move forward. So let me thank you for allowing me to share that.
Yeah. And so, you know, as you're talking, I'm getting, of course, always happens on the show, downloads of information.
I know you were closing your eyes. As you were getting downloads.
But what's fascinating about this is as we are in the midst of this great transition, there's also the energy of which I was guided to read that poem at the beginning of the show, the void, because that's where we are right now. Mm-hmm. We are in the void of this energy. And when you're being sucked into the void or being in this black hole of energy, so to speak, and there's this current of energy that we wish to fight against, you know, because it's just mm-hmm. pulling you and sucking you in and sucking you in and sucking you in and saying, no, you can't leave yet this. And so in that vein of energy of being sucked in and being pulled in, and where because it's just natural instinct to fight against it. And that natural energy to fight against something is what could have potentially caused the moment of distraction anyway. Because mm-hmm. we you know, want instant gratification or we want this or we want that. And it's how, you know, society has been molded over the years. It has been molded to such a degree to where if it's not now, then we don't want it. We have been conditioned in such a way to if it's not now, then we don't want it. You know, mm-hmm. because of, you know, how, you know, well, you and I grew up, you know, we, you know, being born of the 70s and growing up through the 80s and 90s and till now, there was this energy of patience. There was this energy of want and this energy of creation. Energy was much at a much slower pace. And so it is then now that society, and we have created this, so you know we have to take responsibility for it and how we created this. It's like, oh, I wish I had this now. Oh, I wish I had that now. And how many times as a kid, you and I have said, oh, I wish I had that now. Oh, I wish this was now. And so we innately did that. So unconsciously, through our words and desires and actions, we've created a culture, a global culture, a global collective energy and consciousness to where everything is now. And if it's not now, we get upset. And then, you know, this is the reason why this energy of distraction is so present, because if it's not now, then we don't want it. If it's not now, we find something else to distract us. If it's not now, then we go off and do something else. And then by the time we come back, oh, wait, I forgot about that. Oh, wait, the you know, so it's like all these little nuances, all these little things that come up because of the energy that we created as kids. And now it's like in full manifestation form. And so what do? I mean, how do we move past it? Do we stay stuck in the void, or do we create something else out of it, you know?
Yeah, and it, for me, as you were talking, what came to me was like, you know, we're always searching beyond instead of searching within.
Yeah.
And keeping ourselves distracted by, you know, having these expectations, I need this now. But that's the answer to what we're searching for. We need to be in the now.
I'm going to repeat that for you guys. We need to be in the now, which is the reason why we've manifested this energy of instant gratification.
Oh,
and that was the universe confirming what we all just mentioned.
Yes, because that was a distraction. Now I can't find you, Hillis.
I'm right here in the now. And so with us being in this infinite,
and that
now
might happen moment, again, because I don't know how to turn it off. I'm outside, so I have to see what happens.
But as we are in this infinite moment of the now, as we are continuously creating these now moments, that we feel that the now that we are wanting to experience is external. This external now that we have manifested in the physical space. But the internal now is, as you mentioned moments ago, is what we all desire, that innate connection to this moment. And if we are distracted, or taken away from what we are wanting, distract or off track, if you will.
Yes.
You know, because we get off track when we are distracted. Because dis, you know how I am about words. Dis meaning not
I know
connected.
You are.
And then traction is the traction, you know, the movement. So we are off track from the movement that we are living in. So when we are off track of the movement we are living in, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's where I was the last couple of days. I was off track from the movement I needed to go in. So, and when I finally stepped into where I required to be, everything started to flow.
Right. And so, and it is in that movement, in that momentum, that, and see, just now, because I thought you was going to say something, but you really wasn't going to say something. So I got distracted, off track from this flow of this flow of energy that is concurrent. And so it is in that vein that we tend to forget how to trust what we feel and trust what our cells and our body, what our heart, what our guts, what our brain, what all of this energy that is us, all trillion plus cells of us, all the organs, all the energy, the meridian system, all these things that we are connected to, we are now in a place of wanting to connect, but we get off track or distracted from connecting to this source of energy that lives within us. Because, you know, as we talked about last week, we are always searching for these external spaces and sources for us to innately connect to. And so as we are not connected to that energy, it really is not feasible to allow us to say, hey, where am I? Hey, what I'm doing? And so it just doesn't line up. And so when we get on track, and like you said, everything flows. So, yeah.
Exactly. And also, I've learned a lot the last couple of days too, Are you distracted by something?
Or someone?
Or you? I'm talking to you.
Oh, me? Oh, heck. I'm always, you know, I've been finding myself being... No,
it's okay, because you stopped and you were turning to read. So anyway, never mind. I was just watching you. So anyhow, you know, talking about distraction, I also learned the other day, it's really right now we need to get it to another level of intuition, listening to ourselves, in that when other people are with us, don't allow other people's action to get you distracted from your flow.
Well, you know, I like that, but that's almost like a twofold, if you will.
It is.
Meaning, yeah, because, you know, you and I, we operate in the same resonance. We operate in the same field of energy, right? And so then you have others who are not, that's not resonating in your field. And so you have to fine tune the frequency to find that alignment, meaning that one goes higher, one goes lower. And it's in that alignment of energy where there's this distraction and things get off track and movement, mm-hmm. because you're doing this song and dance to find this frequency, this alignment with this other person, whether it be a friend, spouse, co-worker, colleague, a stranger, a bug.
She distracted me. No, I'm not afraid of them, but she just flew right at me. So
yeah, the show is all about distraction. So we're all experiencing
the woods are getting in on it.
Right, we're experiencing distractions in different ways and different levels. And so we have to come into harmony with who we are, what we're doing, and the energies that are coming up. And so as the energies come up and as the energies meet, as we meet the energies, we have to ask the questions and not just expect for it to be instant. We have to ask the questions to ignite that response, to step into that field of resonance, to step into the field of awareness, because that's what it is now. Because we, you know, just have this expectation till once we step into a space that is going to automatically mm-hmm. align to us. And sometimes it happens, but then there's other times when you have to step into it and readjust the frequency of energy. You know, you and I have done that many, you know, we did it, you know, the first time we met, we did it when we were in ceremony together. So, I mean, it's about, you know, this fine tuning, this dance, if you will, and the universe does this dance every day. It's just that we are not aware of it on the grandest scale. Not even on a minute scale. Sometimes we're not even aware of this grand dance at all. It's just there. It's like, oh, okay, there it is.
We live in a dance. It's always a dance. It's how aware are you of the dance, and how do you change the type of dance to dance a little?
You can change it to house music.
So it's always. We could. That would be fun. But yeah, and going back again, you know, it is a dance. And I had something huge I was going to say, and it just went out the door. So if it comes circles back around, I will bring it up again. But it kind of went out the door. So
we're bringing it back.
I got distracted by my own distraction, by my own thoughts. But yeah, it's just huge right now. And it's I just once again want to go around to, you know, really being discerning right now. And I love that, you know, discerning with really navigating, and don't beat yourself up if you kind of get out of frequency, if you're having if you are stepping on your feet to the dance of navigating people.
Yes. And you know what just really came in, and I think this was your thought, I think this is where you're trying to go with this, is the biggest distraction of them all is the emotional distraction.
Exactly.
And I want people to understand. So you guys, if you're big fans of ours, you guys have to watch the show that was released yesterday with Sherry Anshara. We get into this a little bit with her about the difference between emotions and feelings. And emotions are really the energetic space of previous life experiences, meaning that you understand the romanticism, you understand the friendship, you understand the camaraderie, you understand how it feels to be emotionally hurt and so forth. And so it really moves in programming and mental and think and thought process of the energy of emotion, as opposed to feeling, which is innate. Feeling is intuitive.
Yes.
Feeling is things that you just know and trust. And sometimes you don't even have to question it because you feel it in here, as opposed to emotions. Emotions are more here. And as she talked about it, I got it even more. But this is something that I knew, but sitting with her and doing the show, it really gave me much more of an extensive space to understand how emotions are processed. So as I just mentioned, emotions are the biggest distractions because they cloud the internal judgment system. They clog the internal guidance system. They clog the intuitive space because we overthink and think and think and think based on our own life experiences because of the emotional space that we're in or held at one point.
And it also clogs your feeling body.
Yeah.
The part that
cells. We
feel, and it gets distracted and out of your cells and you're like, what's happening? What do I do? Where do I go? You know, and that's the time just to actually remove yourself from where you are, take a deep breath and redirect and allow yourself to come back into you, because it's your body saying, wait a minute here. I know you're in the process of listening, but you're not really listening. And then you got yourself all on Discord around everything. So, you know, really be kind with yourself right now, because and I'm talking from personal experience. Last couple of days, I've really been experiencing this on another level, going through everything I'm navigating right now. So that's why I want to share it to you, you know, that it's really important to give yourself that quiet time when you feel that, so you can start to navigate and learn your feeling body, which is opening up to another level. So you know, it's always been there. However, now we're tapping into it more, you know, as we're tapping to the energies more, as we're tapping to Mother Earth more, like our body is talking more to us at a whole nother level. And we have to learn to listen to that and how to navigate through it with all the distractions and everything else, that all the chaos that's around, so we can stay in the clarity. And if we get out of the clarity, that's okay. Just know how to navigate to bring yourself back to the clarity. And if it happens again and you go out into the chaos, it's okay. Just bring yourself back to the clarity. So there's an energy like this that we have to do right now as we are learning to express at another level of us.
Yeah. And I want to bring in really quick, because as he was talking, it really brought up some other points that have to be made for people to truly understand the space of distraction, but not only the space of distraction, but the prefix of discord, meaning that you're not connected, or dysfunction, meaning that you're not functioning. And so when we are in these spaces of or dis in this person, or dis in that person, or dis in yourself, you are not at optimal space. You're not in the optimal energy. And, you know, we are whole and connected beings, period. But when we are not connected, we are distracted. And so you have to find yourself, what are you connected to? Or what are you wanting to connect to? What are you wanting to allow to connect to? What are you allowing for yourself to feel in the movement of momentum of moving forward to create the essence and core of being of your existence? And in that space, are you really moving inward to say, am I really feeling this? And right now, a lot of us are feeling this way, and it's okay to feel lost or confused or being stuck in the void, but just know and understand that in this process, you have to allow yourself to trust what you're feeling and go within and connect in that space, in that way, in that manner. Because I admit, I've been binge watching TV for a little bit. I've been down on myself a little bit. I've been hard on myself in the past couple of weeks because I'm like, what is this? As these new energies are emerging, these energies from these crystal cities, these energies that are coming up from Sophia, Mother Gaia herself, as these energies are coming down from the universe, as they meet here, and we are in this space of merging, melding, and connecting, It's about truly understanding who you are, honoring yourself in that connection, in that internal space. Yep. Yes.
Gotcha. So true.
I got you too. And so you guys, if you have any questions or want to know more about this and what tonight's topic is about, you're more than welcome to put your questions in the comments. And if you're on Facebook, for the first time, please give Facebook permission to access your information so we can see your name as we move into the spirit questions for the night. So you guys can go ahead and start asking your spirit questions. Remember that this is our time that we gift our time to you as we appreciate our Friday night so much. And if you feel guided, please click on the link in the description to where you can offer a donation to us to keep the show going. Because as we honor your time of being present with us, please honor our time as we offer our gift to you this evening. Anything
and also, a beautiful way, you know, which I feel is a beautiful way to co-create are some of our favorite things that we have out there. If you want some herbs or spices or crystals, you're looking for, that's a beautiful, another way to contribute to us and also have something. So that's like a full contribution as well. So, yeah.
Yes, we'll get your herbs from Mountain Rose Herbs.
Spiritual Magica, Asea, you know, all the little favorite
things. You guys will get your crystals from Spirit Magic. You guys can also get the Asea, which is a life-changing supplement. I've been taking it for 6 weeks. If you guys want to know more about this, where you get like super mental clarity, energy, whatever, lucid dreaming. I tell you, this is like a one-trick pony. It does it all. Or if you just want to have frequencies for life, you can definitely shop at the Healy and want to know about that. You contact me as well, because the Healy is like another amazing game changer. But yeah, you guys support us, love us, as we love and help you guys in any and all ways. So,
can I show who's in the river?
I don't know if you can, because you're still a little pixie.
Okay. I turn it in. It's calling me, that's why.
I know. I know. Well, no, I'm just saying, you just reminded me of ceremony space. But anyway, go ahead. You have to tell us
what. I know. I actually wanted to show you. I should take a picture. I'm going to post it up. So after all this happened today, I went down to the river because I'm like, I have to put my feet in the river. And this rooted tree, I have to take a picture. I'm going to show it next week. Oh, my gosh. Is she the most beautiful? Like, oh, a storm's coming in. It's starting to thunder. But, yeah, just sitting in there and, you know, talking about your happy and joy after you've been, that brought me such clarity, just sitting on this beautiful old tree on the river, just listening to the rocks and the sound of the beautiful sound of the water rushing over the rocks and just the magic coming up from it, just brought me to such a happy place. So find something that brings you happy joy, and we might get a thunderstorm here because oh my gosh.
And if so you Miss do, B, you just go she inside. Might come to punish. She's literally.
Well, I know I'm Thunder Mama, so you know I've been struck by lightning twice, so it's all good. But the bumblebee is circling above my head, so she's part of us as well.
Yes, part of that elemental fairy magic. So, with no questions tonight, you guys. Well, I feel it's the core crew.
Did you see that?
No, I don't. I only see you.
She just dive bombed my head. Hey, baby. Anyhow, I'm having fun with this bee. I'm sorry. I love bees. Bridget asked where I am. Bridget, yeah. I am in Old Fort, North Carolina.
And no worries, Deb, about missing the show. I mean, you can always go back and watch it from the beginning when it's uploaded. And that we get to hear the poem that was read that kicked off everything for tonight. Oh, my dear Indigo, welcome to tonight. You know, I very much appreciate you and the energy, and you know, just so see you. And hey, you have the cards on the speaker.
Oh no, they're on the keyboard. They flew over there. I did not put them there. They
put themselves there. And so it's just always an honor and pleasure to connect with you, my dear, and just tapping into your energy. Just from the moment you started watching us to now has been such a great transformation. And I feel that this week has really opened up for you, that there's definitely newness that has emerged within you. And just allow yourself to continue to trust the path that is opening up internally. And as you do, the energies are just going to continue to rapidly transform your external space, your physical space, home, and just more happiness. I just feel like there's a lot of more happiness and more joy coming to you. As I send this over to Rebecca, as I saw that she was just being distracted by the bee.
No, I wasn't. I was. Oh. I was just feeling the energy. Yes. I was being called back and forth. So, my dear, what I'm feeling for you, sweet love, is I'm trying to get the words around it. So it's just like you're moving into this yumminess, and that's what I just feel. I see like this big, right? Big cupcake, this like yumminess, and it's the yumminess is like the radical acceptance of who you truly be.
Mm.
And that celebration within your heart that you can stand in that space now and be that person you have always wanted to be. And it's just, I feel like this whole new, like, newness coming. And we've talked about this before, but also this new community coming in that you've not, that unexpectedly, that's going to bring a lot more energy to you, in that open you up to, so you can swirl in that yumminess with people who are finding their yumminess as well.
I love it. I love it. And send out love to Patty.
Yes.
And
Robin's having sleep issues.
Yes. So Robin, my dear, welcome. And I'm happy that you're able to stay on a little bit longer this evening, because I know that you're always working in between sessions. So we appreciate your presence this evening on the show. And so whatever this is, there's a, like what I feel, there's like a lot of stress and anxiety around financial stuff with you, which is the cause of the insomnia. And there's this space of consistent worry, consistent doubt. And so you have to find ways to balance or alleviate this financial worry. And if you want, you can reach out to me. There was a video that I've been watching to help with money stuff, and have a couple of friends, dear friends of mine, who help people to clear up money stuff. And if you watched the show yesterday, Sherry is one of these people. I also have another person that I work with to help clear up money issues. And so if you want me to connect you with them, please reach out to me via Facebook, and I will. But yeah, it's just all of it. And then once the money stuff clears up and once everything becomes easy, because I feel there's also like this energy of you working a lot too, which is, you know, the also the source too of the assignment. So it's like the worry of money and then working too much. And so it's all this worrying, anxiety, energy that's bringing up all this space. And so, you have to allow to bring that into balance for that. Rebecca, what do you have?
What I'm feeling here for sweet love is, you see who just came by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Miss Queen Bee just flew by. So that was for you. So feel into whatever that was, because she came right when I was going into that. But what it, you know, it's like, what do you have? Your eyes, you cannot sleep, closed open, that you're afraid you're going to miss out if you close and shut down and allow yourself to rest. Your eyes are open because you're focused on something, or you're focused on things in your world that really no longer serve you, that are distracting you from the truth of where you need to be putting your energy. And that energy is keeping you cycling around instead of standing in. And as I said, just keeping you distracted. So what do you need to look at from a different point of view to take yourself away from the needle you have in your eye, keeping you awake, so you can close down, close your eyes, and give yourself permission to rest in the heart of you.
That's beautiful. I love that. And I just want to show these messages from...
Wait a minute. And be the queen bee you are. That's from the bee.
Yes. I love that. And I just want to show these messages from Indigo really quick, where she says, tears, happy tears, have had so many things happen this week. Can I thank you both enough? Much love and gratitude always. And then this one here to where she says, Hillis, I've picked up so much speed with my walker and my spine is straight. Fan, bloody-tastic, over the moon. And the reason why this is striking to me, reason why I wanted to show this one, is because I think it's been 2 weeks now, Indigo, you've been taking the ASEA. And it's definitely, this is part of that. So you guys, that's not what I want to do. So you guys, if you want to know more about this, because within 2 weeks, I mean, I'm over the moon just reading this, and I'm so happy that you made the choice to do that. I know. I mean, it's just beautiful in how Indigo, I was going to call you another name, Indigo just really took the charge of her life and just allowed for her life is more important than anything else, and her state of well-being, her state of mind, and just, I mean, just from working with you and you having the courage to do this, oh my God, Indigo, I'm so, so happy for you and being part of your transition. So yes, I'm so happy.
And I believe we can heal ourselves.
Yes,
I think that's Angela. Yeah.
Hi, Facebook user. So if you guys want us to know who you are, please click the link in the description on Facebook to allow StreamYard permission to access your profile so that way we can see who you are. But Rebecca says she thinks this is Angela. And if it is, hello, we love you, we miss you. Peace be with you as well. Love seeing you guys. And so just real quick.
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to add that. So yes. So Indigo is confirming that she has been taking the ASEA for 2 weeks and can stand up straight when using the walker. And she can see her walker without the walker soon. And mind you, Indigo has had a list full of physical ailments, and I'm surprised that this was the first one. So I am so happy. So Facebook user is Valerie. So Valerie, is it? I have to go on my actual Facebook page. So give me 1 second. If it's the Valerie that I am thinking about. Oh, yes. So it's one of my newer acquaintances. So thank you, Valerie, for joining us this evening. She says, new friend. If you have a question for us,
don't give up on your dreams, my dear.
Who was that one for? Who was that one for?
I don't know. So I just heard, don't give up on your dreams, my dear. So I repeated it.
Well, there you go. Message for whomever that is meant to be for. And so...
I want to get doing the tune-up soon because I got a storm rolling in.
Yeah, no. See, we're there, my dear. Just... I'm with you. I am here with you. And so if there are not any other spirit questions for the night, you guys, because for whatever reason, the energy is like real mellow, very calm right now. And it's like it's like a quiet calm. It's a confident calm. You ever walk into a
calm before the storm?
I know, but wait, you ever walk? Let me finish. So you ever walk? Have you ever been in a room full of people and someone just walks in, and they have this quiet, calm confidence about them, this brilliant energy? That's what this energy feels like right now. It's like this very powerful energy, but not overwhelming. It's like this subtle energy that's like, I'm present. I'm here. Notice me, but don't notice me. Yes. And then Indigo just keeps coming in with the testimony, which I appreciate. She says, Hillis, I think the first one, because my main aim is walking and standing strong again. I see it, I taste it, I smell it. I'm about to go grab it with both hands with the open heart. Yes, Indigo. And she said that her muscle spasms are very weak, so amazing. See, you guys, you have to click on the link in the description right now to learn more about this ASEA product, because I'm telling you, it is the best thing that Rebecca and I has ever taken. You are what, a month out now, and I'm like 6 weeks out now.
Yes, a month out. Like,
yeah. So you guys, you have to get on this. Your body changes within days to weeks, as Indigo has talked about tonight. So I appreciate you, Indigo, for sharing your testimonies. But now, you guys, it is time for the tune-up. Yay! it out now.
And the rain is coming in. Oh, my gosh. It's pouring down rain on me.
Don't get the laptop wet.
Oh, wait. Say, no, don't come in. Thank you. No, but it's like, it's so funny how this is happening with the distraction and all the energy coming in. It's like just about to cleanse everything off. So we'll just make it. Do you mind if we make this a little short tonight? So
it is what it is every week. We
not
know
short,
this.
It is what it is. I know.
So
the trees are talking. I'm watching. There's the lightning. What?
And as we calm down, as we settle into the energies, we bring forth the energy of this rain, this cleansing energy, to assist us in clearing away our thoughts, our distractions, bringing more mental clarity and peace, allowing us to settle into who we are, to the true essence and core of our beings, as we connect to those who are watching this now and later, allowing them to feel the mental clarity and focus of desires of their heart and soul to follow the path and purpose in this lifetime now.
And I'm also feeling from the thunder beings, which are coming about, it's thundering right now, there's lightning behind me, that, they're saying, remember your voice, speak your voice, be your voice, be in the power of who you are. And that's why this storm is coming right in. Remember, remind us to step into our power, to be in who we are, to be in the energy of who we are, and to open up to that and be in that. That is where we're required to be right now, even though all the energies are very interesting right now, just to navigate. We all can navigate. We all will navigate, just to be in that energy and allow the energies of everything to cleanse us off, to open us up to be the who we need to be. And if you don't know who that is, allow the energy of that to open up so you can expand out, to step in, to align, to align, to align, to align, redirect, align, transmute, and be who you are. Woo!
for these energies to allow you to step into the fullness of your being, honor your power, and allow it to be so ever present in yourself as you connect to the internal space within you, trusting, feeling, knowing. Knowing, trusting, feeling, trusting what this is that is in your heart. As you are your power, you are your source.
Cosmo says hello too. He just stuck his nose through the windshield.
Oh, Cosmo. Love Cosmo. So you guys.
Guys, remember to hydrate. Thank you water. So much for today.
And yes. For anyone who's interested in the ASEA, Deborah, I will be reaching out to you shortly after the show to connect with you personally. Remember who you are. Remember to connect to yourself and your soul and be free from the distractions of life. Be free from the void of this energy that is not who you are. To love and honor yourself in all of this. And until next week, everyone.
I just wanted to say too, and if you're also struggling with who you are right now, just do the dance and have fun with it. Just remember to have fun as you dance through what's happening right now. Because you just have to dance through it. So
the tango.
Remember the tango. Remember, don't limit yourself. Be yourself. Be the change in you. Till next time.
Until next week, love everyone.
You
all.
Thank you so much for your support. Mwah.
Until next week, everyone. Keep exploring.
Keep exploring. Thank you.